The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Stop the world just to stop the feeling. It's got to be stopped.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 5K a day. It's on. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win $5,000 every day. Just download and listen to the free Odyssey app.
We're then what on do there. I do?
That's it. You don't have to do anything. You got to get the free Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's a funky spelling, but once you get it, you'll be like, oh my God, the logo is very distinct. Get your little Odyssey app, and then you listen to Alice on that. We want this.
So I got to get Odyssey tattooed on me.
No.
What?
No. You can, Vin. I suggest your forehead.
Oh.
Maybe just like the back of your head. That'd be kind of nice. You have a beautiful face in the front, beautiful logo in the back. God, you're like a two sides of an amazingly beautiful coin.
I am a company man.
You certainly are, my friend. Odyssey has your chance with listening to Alice to win $5,000 a day. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you'll get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. Somebody wins $5,000 every day. Why shouldn't it be you? Come on. If you want to donate to victims of the LA fire, you can go to redcross.org. You can go to radioalice.com. Did you also say that you put it on our Facebook, or was it just at radioalice.com? All the links and stuff for various.
Oh, yeah. It's on our Facebook page.
Okay, perfect. And then you can text the word Red Cross to 90999, and that's an automatic $10 donation. You'll see it on your phone bill. So there's that. And we'll be revisiting that. I just, you know, we're trying to make you happy today and not only talk about the fires. Year after year, the Super Bowl is the biggest event on TV. And now it's time to play a mini game. Just a little mini game. According to a new poll, boys, what percentage of Americans are completely indifferent to the Super Bowl? I'm looking for a percentage.
A third.
Give me a number.
33%.
All right.
I'll say 32%.
I'm sorry. 37% are indifferent. That's a point for Vinny.
I'll tell you.
You tried to mother bleep me, and you just took it.
I did take it.
Meanwhile,
22%
of Americans say they plan to watch most of the postseason games. 21% say some. And of course, there's the 37% who I guess aren't going to watch at all.
It changes the need to watch when you don't have your team in there.
Yeah.
But I did still watch a lot of football this weekend.
What percentage of Americans say they won't watch any of the playoffs? They will only watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, a lot. I'm going to say 43%.
Okay.
44%, Bob.
Sorry, it's 9% say the only football they'll watch in the postseason is the Super Bowl. That's another point for Vinny. And Vinny is the people's champion.
El campeón.
Oh, my God.
Del pueblo.
That's not your first win of the year, is it?
Might be my second, but I was really taking it for...
Yeah,
that was a hard week for you. Back was
poor
rough.
Thing.
Poor thing.
I didn't think so. I thought it was a really great week.
Of course.
The Academy Awards nomination announcement date has been moved back. It was supposed to be done, I think it was supposed to be done tomorrow, maybe. Oh, no. They were going to announce on Friday, and now it's going to be this coming Sunday, so Monday morning of next week. Actually, next week is Martin Luther King Day, right? So I guess we'll talk about it Tuesday morning. So Sunday.
Oh, is that a day off?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's an Odyssey holiday. Who cares? We'll figure
Odyssey.
It out. Pretty sure. Sunday, January 19th is when the nominations will come down for this year's Oscars. the 97th Academy Awards. Oh, we're only a couple of years off of the 100th anniversary. Amazing. But in case you were waiting on that, this I thought was sort of funny. It's kind of, I mean, funny in that how the F did these people get away with this, oh, I guess.
All right.
Ha, 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 ha. Hold on, let me play this. Well, here we are with the British royal family, and we're set for a staggering pay rise this year from the UK Treasury, because we just deserve it. We were so well behaved last year. None of us was associated with any sex trafficking rings. None of us murdered anyone else. Two of us had cancer. We deserve it. In April of every year, apparently, the British public purse is opened to pay the monarchy's sovereign grant. I don't know why it's named that. I don't know why they get to keep on keeping on with this, but this is, in fact, public money. This is tax money. And in April, the amount that will be given from the British public to the monarchy will increase by, let's play a mini game. It's in the millions. How many more millions will they get this year than last year?
As a family or per person, or what are you asking?
To the monarchy. The monarchy. I don't know how they distribute it from there, but this is to the monarchy.
10 million.
Ooh, 11 million, Bob.
It's $56 million.
Wow.
Bringing the funding of the sovereign grant to $165 million for this year. Now, that sounds scandalous. However, they do say that there's $500 million that need to be put into Buckingham Palace.
Oh, this is what they use to,
maintain
how that works. The people love their monarchy.
They do.
And so whatever, it seems ridiculous to me, but even you like it.
Find it interesting, sure.
You're from Boston.
This public money, all of this money, comes from the government at a time when the government is not able to properly fund schools, hospitals, police. CEO of Republic, Graham Smith said, I don't know who that guy is. It's scandalous. Not only should it not be going up at all, it should be going down.
What's scandalous is you're from Boston, the home of the rebellion, and you love the monarchy more than anybody.
That's not true. Absolutely not. I'm interested, though. And I love Kate Middleton. I think she's just beautiful.
Go on.
The palace made it clear that when the increase was announced in 2024, that much of the money would be put toward the renovations. I suppose that there could be an argument made for people tour that. It is that parts of it are open to the public. And maybe that brings in more money for the monarchy, I'm sure. Or it just brings, you know, it supports the local economy. Who the hell knows? There's all kinds of bitching and moaning in this story, which is, I think, completely founded. Like, I get it. You could abolish the monarchy right now, and there'd still be all these kind of historical things that, I mean, that's what that whole country was built on. So if you could get rid of all those people and pay no more, but you'd still have all these incredible buildings to maintain and all this artwork that needs to be maintained.
I've never been, and so I don't know what the word is. The word on the street that they love their monarchy and that they love them, like, so very much?
Some do. Some are like, F these people.
It's gone down.
I think so.
Since
oh my
Queen
God.
Elizabeth died. Yeah, and the, you know, everyone in the world is in the same position we are. We're like, money's tight.
Yeah. There's a strain on our resources and not a lot of jobs.
Billionaires got all the money when we weren't looking.
Well, don't worry. AI is coming for them. Don't worry. Pretty soon, none of us is going to have any jobs.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I can't believe that flew out of my mouth. Whew. It's a little depressing.
Wow.
Anyway, in case you were wondering how the royals are doing, they're fine. Those guys.
Nice raise.
Yeah. Oh, solid raise, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they needed that extra money because they have to pay all the people need their payout. I wonder how that all breaks down. That'd be really interesting. Can you see if you can find me a royal family payout breakdown? Like, you know, does Prince Harry still get money?
No, I bet not.
Maybe, though.
But he's certainly leveraged his former princedom, or yeah, whatever you call it, to lots of paydays here, yep, in America.
Spotify paid him a bunch. Netflix has paid them a bunch. They have some show that just came out on Netflix.
Here's a couple for you. Yeah. The last financial year, the king received 27.4 million pounds from his duchy. So they get paid from, you know, they're the Duke of Lancaster. He's the Duke, sure, of Lancaster, I guess, for that. Prince William got 23.6 million from his Duchy of Cornwall.
Oh, how wonderful. Now, the Sussex is the duchy, the dukedom of Prince Harry. Did he get any money, or is he just out? Well, not that he needs it. I mean, I'm sure his mom left him some money.
Harry, he had an inheritance and a trust that he got, which was $90 million.
Dogs, he's fine. Yeah. Wow. Why do they even bother working? I guess all that security is pretty expensive.
Spend through that pretty quick, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to live in Montecito.
Where do they live? Is that it? Montecito?
I think so.
They live near Oprah. We wanted to live next door to Oprah. So, okay. I'm sorry. We wanted to live next door to Oprah, and that's it. That comes with the price.
Just listen to Scott Capurro, who isn't a prince, and while he did get a nice payout from his dad's passing, he's a guy who's like, it's Polo. What? Everything that guy's got, he's got a, yeah, well, this is a
Ralph
brand
Lauren,
what are you talking
Paul
about?
Davis.
These pants that you're calling long johns are Polo. Okay, dude, take
they
it easy.
They look like pajamas.
Whatever, guy. Oh, boy. The point being, you can spend money.
Yeah, you can spend through. I suppose if you had $90 million, you'd be like, well, I want more. I'm going to really need to maintain the level I'm living at right now. Mm. Anyway, everyone's yelling and screaming in this People magazine article. But it's, I got to say, it's a weird thing to hear that these people are getting 150 million pounds, which actually, I think it's in dollars. It is in dollars. So it's about $165 million, 132 million pounds total. Just, you know, they're maintaining all their lavish castles. I don't know. Whatever.
I'd do all that.
Maintain your castles?
Whatever the people of England need of me, I would do it for the payout these people are getting. Oh, yeah. I would happily do all that. You know, an appearance wherever? Yeah. Fly me out.
Sure.
I'm going to go high five everybody, every single person there. And then I'm going to go back to my castle.
And I'm
going to
decide how much money I got per hand clap.
I can do anything I want when I'm not out doing the business. It's incredible.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Oh, it's incredible.
On a throne, you could do it.
On a throne.
On a literal throne.
Absolutely. With a crown on your head.
Yes.
And one of those cloaks with the, you know, the white little mink going down the side. I don't know what that white stuff is. Ermine or something. Isn't it like animal skin?
I don't
animal
know. It sounds gross, whatever it is. But yeah, I would still, it would be, it's a good gig.
I've
good
got
for
a
them.
Scepter mm-hmm. and a cape. It's got to be good. Here in 2025, it apparently we're just out of ideas. Reboots, remakes, sequels, franchise installments. It's all we ever get anymore. And that's what we're about four dozen hitting theaters this year. So here's a few of them. I don't know. Who did this story? Oh, ultimateclassicrock.com. Why would I be looking at that? Anyway, here are the sequels and franchise Great. Movies that are coming out this year. Captain America Brave New World is coming out February 14th.
This is with the new Captain America, everybody.
Whoa! See, I did not know that. I just assume it's Chris Evans. Isn't he Captain America? Why do they have to? So what they do is they make X amount of movies with one guy, then they replace him and start over. Is that
well,
correct?
In this case, there was kind of a handing over of the baton or the shield, as you would call it. But I don't remember. What was he before that? Captain America was part of the new Captain America was something else in the.
He is the Falcon.
He was the Falcon.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought the Falcon was like his friend.
Yeah,
it is. So,
they handed it over.
Yeah, did you watch the Disney? You know when they did the series, Captain America series.
I apologize. I shouldn't have even asked.
We're trying to tell you.
Go ahead and discuss it amongst yourselves, and let me know when you're done, and I'll get to the next one.
No, but he just realized he picks up the helm.
Okay.
That's the deal.
Great. Yeah. I have so many questions, but
You don't, though. Just go to your next story. You don't care.
I ask the question and I start hearing the answer. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, right. So, well, we're good.
Paddington in Peru.
Hasn't gotten great reviews, but Paddington series is pretty fun. I've liked it. Yeah. And it's kid stuff, but, you know, as a parent.
You
who
said
does
that
stuff
second
their,
one, you
I loved
beloved.
It. I really loved it.
Did you love
the first one was
much?
Good, too. Yes, okay. Very, very, very good.
And Hugh Grant's in all these?
It's really fun to watch shows with your kids that you can actually be
entertained by,
semi or fully entertained by, as opposed to, oh my God, get this off. I can't stand it. And then you look at your kid's face and they're like, oh, it's amazing. And you realize you're not getting to turn that off.
Right.
You're going to sit there and you're going to take it. Yeah. Angelina Ballerina.
Oh boy. And who's the Booba guy? What is the Bilbo boy guy? Bilbo.
Oh,
Bingo, Bingby,
Blippi,
it's Blippi.
Blippi's tough too, but the kids love it.
I watched 5 minutes of, I didn't watch 5 minutes. You showed me and I'm like, oh my God, kids are not
dude,
picky.
Prince Money though, I like.
I thought you were saying he doesn't even do it anymore. He's like licensed it out.
People put the costume on him and they do the show now.
And he's all collecting. Here's your money. Here's your paycheck for the week. The rest is mine, all mine. So Paddington in Peru is on February 14th. They're actually saying that this movie has a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes for the last one. This one has some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, the last one was really good.
You'd think if you have a really good one, you'd keep that same team, write another great one.
I mean, doesn't everybody think they should be able to have another hit? I mean, come on.
Ben Affleck does. The Accountant 2's out on April 25th. That's Ben Affleck.
That's him? Okay.
Ben Affleck. Thunderbolts with an asterisk at the end. Is that a thing?
That's a kid thing, isn't it?
They say it's the Misfits of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's the return of Florence Pugh, David Harbour, that's Hopper, and Sebastian Stan.
Oh, that's not kid stuff.
No, this is so Black Widow, which is Florence Pugh, and
how is that not Scarlett Johansson anymore?
Florence Pugh, I think, took over the gig.
Yeah, I know. That's her sister. She's.
Oh, did the Black Widow die or something?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, boy. Oops, oh, well.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Way to go, Sarah.
Whatever.
So Bucky Barnes will be in it.
Bucky Barnes is a character name or a dude real life?
Bucky Barnes is the guy that has knew Captain America his whole life. I forgot what his...
That's okay. It's quite
I love the David Harbour story, though. That's exactly what I was talking about when I mentioned the Hollywood thing. Is someone says no to you and you go, what am I doing here?
Yeah,
I don't need to get no from anybody.
Sex. I'm going on kinky.com and I'm going to get some of that.
Bye. I'm on down the road. Have a good one.
Right. So what's the deal with the asterisk? Or is this just a misprint in the story?
No, it's
Thunderbolts with an asterisk, May 2nd.
Yeah.
And they're calling it here the Misfits of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So David Harbour played like the dad of
Yeah. So David Harbour played the dad of Black Widow and Florence Pugh's character.
The sister, okay.
And by the way, Bucky Barnes is the Winter Soldier.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a silly name. Winter Soldier is a lot cooler.
This will be
Bucky
a good
Barnes.
Movie,
I'm Bucky Barnes. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. Is out on May 23rd.
All in. Mm. It's taken too long.
This
put
is
out
the second half of the... I haven't watched that one yet, so I think maybe I'll wait till I can stream them both together. Do you think that they shot them at the same time? Or has he had... Oh, okay, so he didn't... He hasn't
They've been sitting on these, no. Yeah.
Oh, as in, did they put these together and then wait through the pandemic for some of this stuff?
I think he's one of those people that is very... Very specifically in theaters or not at all.
Right. I'm a movie theater star.
Mm-hmm.
Karate Kid Legends. It's Ralph Macchio is in this. Jackie Chan's in it. May 30th it comes out, but I don't know, like handing it off to somebody else. Like, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, they've had the show Cobra Kai on, which is awesome.
And so this is like a side piece to that.
Yeah, I think so.
Cobra Kai's from the Karate Kid.
So Cobra Kai it's got all the characters from Karate Kid. It's an awesome show.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would I like it?
Yeah. Yeah, you would. It's very entertaining. And especially if you like the first, if you've liked, you know, Karate Kid.
I did like the Karate Kid. Wax on.
It's all throwback.
The Fly caught with the.
Very, just great. Johnny is awesome. You know, like you get to love Johnny. He, you know, he has a whole character rebuild kind of thing.
Who's Johnny?
You know.
See the instructor?
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
I don't know.
Isn't he the Karate Kid?
No, he's the guy that fights the Karate Kid and gets the kick to the face.
Oh,
at the end.
Johnny's the bad guy.
Right? He is the bad guy, okay. But he becomes a good guy.
Oh.
In Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, Cobra Kai's so good. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Yeah. It gets a little wonky the last couple seasons, but the first season, home run, check it out.
Isn't that the way, though? You know, you could do the first season, everyone's like, oh, that's great. Do more. All right. We'll give it a try. This is the name of the movie. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina. This is Ana de Armas. Who's playing Ballerina, some kind of
assassin.
Whatever. She's wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, what? A little donut. And an appearance from Keanu Reeves. That's out on June 6th. It's called From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. Now, I do like John loves them. He did watch the fourth or fifth, whichever one just came out, that I was just like, is there any plot to this or is it just cool fighting? Because I need
a lot of shooting in all the movies.
I know, but they have, at least I felt like I followed them. We watched them all, getting ready for that next one to come out. And I was like, when does the talking between characters and
fell off and didn't see the third one.
Oh.
I will eventually, but I haven't.
Well, this one's out June 6th. It looks like it's a new branch off of this from the world of John Wick, Ballerina. If you like zombie stuff, 28 Years Later is coming out on June 20th. I think it was 28 days later, 28 months later, and now we're 28 years later. Megan 2.0. Did you see Megan?
I love Megan.
Me too. I was like, this is exactly what I want in a movie. Creepy doll who loves you. And we'll kill to protect you.
Dolls are the worst.
I love them. Other people's dolls. I don't want any dolls at my house. You know the weirdest thing about, I have this doll head that it's just the head, right? And the eyes. It's one of those old-fashioned baby dolls where if you lay the head backwards, the eyes close. Mm-hmm. And if you put the head straight up, the eyes are open. And it's just the top of what a life-size baby doll, just the top part, just the head. And it sits, and I swear to God, the eyes are different. Like, sometimes I'll be staring at it, and then I look away, and I do whatever, and then I look back, and one of the eyes is halfway down.
I have so many questions. Why do you have a doll head?
I don't know. My
around?
Son brought it home from some vintage store one time, and I'm like, that's cool. Let me have that. So I put a wig on the top of it. Keep one of my wigs on there.
One of your wigs?
I have a couple wigs. I've told you that. I keep the blue one on there. I love the blue one. So I like it to be handy. So I put it on top of my baby head.
When's the last time you wore the wig?
It's been a while.
How big is this baby head?
I'm telling you, it's the size of a baby.
Oh.
How is that the time? I have 100 more of these. It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm going to take this story and post it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you can look at it. These are just all the sequels and franchise movies and the reboots and the remakes and the installments. And they're all, I'll be up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page in just a second. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
One in three vegetarians after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, I'll do it. Got a rubber just the right way, you guys, just so you know. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, it's gorgeous out the window. Happy Monday. Good morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a huge concert announcement.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Giving back didn't end for Fremont Bank and its foundation when the clock struck midnight on December 31st. Fremont Bank creates positive change all year long. Go to FremontBank.com today. All right, here's what's happening. Yes, sunny, beautiful, probably a little chilly as you get out this morning, but we'll warm up into the low 60s. We have the winds coming back today, which will create red flag fire warnings for down south, which, as you know, they've been on fire for a week now. Here is your update on that. And I won't, I know it's everywhere. So you can see this stuff wherever you look, but I do feel like it's important for us to mention it. And by the way, the difference between us and down south is we got some rain.
Yep.
Just so you know, like, that's the difference. They got no rain, and those sparks launched, and the wind launched these fires we're dealing with. We got the rain, and so we're good. We don't always get it.
Is our fire season just over for this, for now?
I don't think I'd ever say that. Mm. But anyway, the firefighters in Southern California made good progress this weekend with the fires. They say the wind cooperating was a big help. More wind today, though, and into the week. As of last night, the two biggest fires were nowhere near fully contained. Mm. So we're still dealing, like, they've shown pictures, too, where a lot of it's out in certain spots, but the Palisades fire near Malibu and the Eaton fire near Pasadena still have thousands of homes at risk. They say the flames have moved farther away from the most populated spots, so that's the good news. But again, we saw how those sparks fly on the wind.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. The death toll now is up to at least 24. 16 of them were died in the Eaton fire, 8 in the Palisades fire. Thousands of structures have also been destroyed. Thousands. And they're saying this will be the costliest wildfire in U.S. history. The current estimate is at $150 billion.
Oh, my God.
It's still too soon, even though I've already mentioned it 1,000 times, but it's still too soon to start fretting over your insurance. But they're saying State Farm had canceled people's policies leading up to the week into the fire. So there are people who lost everything and
last week
and don't have insurance.
Mm.
And it's not even so much that State Farm says we risk a complete collapse of business if we take on too much risk. So while I do feel like we need to have insurance here in California, someone's got to do it,
right,
whether it's us ourselves and Gavin creates a fund or
California homeowners insurance.
However we feel like we got to figure something out because there's just no way that people can keep getting caught in between a business saying, we won't insure you, and your mortgage company saying, we need insurance on that house.
Yeah. You can't have that house unless you get insurance on it.
I'm trying. No one's picking up. I call everywhere.
Well, and no one will be able to. You have to show that you can insure it before they'll let you buy it.
I swear, when I was trying to get insurance for my house, and I told you guys this story when it was happening, but there were so many companies, and my mom goes, oh, join ARP. I'm an ARP. And I'm like, I do not want to do that, but okay.
Did you get it through there?
No.
Oh.
No. In fact, that was the place where the guy said, okay, well, we're going to need you to fill out some paperwork and send that in. And I was like, I need insurance. What are you telling me right now? And he finally went, okay, if you want to hear it, we would never insure you there. What's the name of the company? I can't think of the name of the company that insures through ARP. But he was like, and I said, so you were going to make me fill out that paperwork so you could send me a letter that says I'm denied any coverage? That's the way we do it. And I went, great. Click. It's really going to be.
Wow.
It's the next wave of problems after this is done. And that will affect us up here, too. These companies can't take on the risk.
Right.
Okay. So there's that. Anyway. There have been a lot of arrests. Police down there are dealing with looters trying to steal stuff while people are evacuated. Mm. One guy was busted in Malibu dressed as a firefighter.
Oh, my God.
Cops say they've detained probably 30-plus people in the two main fires combined. These are people who did the same thing up here when we had fires 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years ago, whatever it was. People come and loot. That's what they do.
Right. Oh, everyone's leaving? Mm-hmm. And there's no one in that neighborhood at all?
There's a chance for free stuff? I'm in.
Mm.
Some idiot flew a drone over the Palisades fire on Thursday, and it collided with one of the planes dropping water. The plane ended up with a hole in its wing and had to be grounded.
Oh my God.
So it was out of commission all weekend. One of the coolest videos, and maybe Maddie can find this and post this on Facebook, is they've compiled a lot of the water drop footage of these airplanes doing pickups and drops. And they are so rad just in that these guys are pros. And you see them nail a fire patch with water and put it out. Yeah.
Oh. Incredible. It really is just an incredible skill.
Yeah. Knowing your speed and what you've got and what
and how it will fall. It's just, wow, that's incredible. It's a big physics math problem.
Governor Gavin Newsom has announced an investigation into why $117 million gallon reservoir in Pacific Palisades was drained and offline when the fire hit.
What?
There's pictures of this too. It's a 117 million gallon reservoir that was empty.
And it had been done on purpose?
So it was drained and offline, they say, for repairs when the fire hit. This is one of those things, though, with budgets where people might have gone, we haven't needed it this for this whole year, and we could use the money elsewhere. I don't know how it went. I'm just telling you, I can see how that. And whoever made that choice, whoever signatures on there, you're going to have some questions to answer.
Yeah.
Whether officials screwed up or not, most Americans think climate change was at play too. There's no question. A poll found 2/3 think it was at least somewhat responsible for the fires. Oh, and here's the State Farm canceled hundreds of insurance policies in the Palisades last summer to avoid financial failure if there was a big fire. That was continuing up to the fire. As policies
that come. That specific location.
As policies come for renewal.
I said, nah,
nope.
We're not doing it.
By the way, I put the top 10. It's a compilation of the water drops. It's on the Facebook
page. Oh, you did find it. Okay, good. Anyway, I believe we'll leave that for now. That's the latest on the fires down south. Okay?
All right.
1 in 3 vegetarians and vegans admit to cheating and eating meat.
Oh. What did you call them? Flexitarians or something?
That's a term. Sure.
Where sometimes I do. I'm flexible.
You know what? It's only the holy rollers that people get mad about.
Right, the preachy ones.
Do what you want.
Right.
If you find yourself starving and you need a turkey sandwich, who's going to hold it against you?
Have a turkey sandwich.
No one is. Unless you walk around shaming people all day and wagging your finger, then they're waiting for you to slip. They want to catch you with the pepperoni in your mouth.
The vegan police.
And I've tried to be vegetarian, and I truly don't miss meat, but I do find myself going, I can't eat pasta all day every day. I have to get
another rice dish. This is great.
It's just I don't have enough access to fresh vegetables.
Right.
Because I also don't prep food and do all the things needed.
I know. It's funny, though. Like, I always think to myself, well, it would be easy to eat this plate without, you know, John made this, like, tomato and cucumber salad last night, and we had a little leftover rice from the other day, and he got a chicken, and we picked the chicken and put that. I'm like, I could have this without the chicken. Like, I could do that, and it'd be just as full. Mm. Why won't I just do that? Because chicken's so tasty.
We had fish and rice last night, and it's it might be the best meal. Like, I just, you feel full, but you don't feel like, ugh.
Yeah. What kind of rice do you make?
In this case, it was just plain white rice and some kind of sole.
Oh, nice. Fry the sole? Fried like
it was fried.
Nice.
So, what? It was so good, the kids all ate it.
Oh, I love when the kids eat everything.
When the kids eat fish, you know you did something right.
Right. Do you bread it first and then put it in?
Christina breaded it. Yeah. She
nice
made
job,
it.
Chris.
Yeah. Right then and there, she goes, oh, you brought home fish? I know exactly what I'm doing, and just started making it right there. I went, great.
I can't wait for dinner.
Easy. Anyway, in a poll of vegetarians and vegans, 38% admit they have cheat meals with meat. Vegetarians who still eat dairy and eggs are more likely to admit than vegans. look, vegan is a claim you make. And who's the guy? There's some musician. He got like tattooed on him.
Oh yeah.
Obi?
But then Bobby. Didn't he get caught eating?
I don't know
meat
anything about that.
It's the guy. He's the techno guy.
Moby. What was I saying? Moby. I don't know.
We're so close. Yeah, Moby.
He's the guy who got in trouble because who was it? It was not Princess Leia, but it was one of the Star Wars people.
Oh,
and he hit on her when she, like, they figured out the ages and they went, she was a kid. What was that story? Do you remember that?
I don't. And you mean one of the newer? Couldn't have been Princess Leia.
No.
Raya, like the girl who plays Rey?
No, she was in the second three movies.
Natalie Portman, right.
It was she. Do you remember this? You told me this story.
But I don't remember
anything.
Anyway,
why are we talking about Moby? Who cares?
It's ringing us the farthest away bell because he's the guy who got vegan tattooed down his arm.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
she
a commitment.
She was 18 at the time.
She was
18. Yeah. Whatever. How old is he? 100? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's just one of those things that came out when he wrote his book, and he went, "I'm going to cancel myself and just disappear for a while." Bye. Wow. Yikes!
Somebody send meat, please. I'm really hungry over here. You know, when you're Moby, if you've got some money, it's a lot easier to be on a diet. Like if you've really got some money, you either pay for a meal service or you have a professional chef. Like I can't imagine that. Oprah couldn't say, I think I'm going vegan, and her chefs would be like, okay, well, here is more delicious food for you to eat.
Yeah. But,
Worry.
We had a vegan on the show who, it turns out, was eating steak the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Lying liar.
I don't know if it was the whole time, but he was definitely eating it.
Hooey?
Yeah, it was Hooey.
Oh.
Oh, you know. You know about Hooman, that guy, and all his claims.
A third of vegetarians admit, though, that they keep their meat indulgences a secret. They don't want no trouble.
Well, because they've been yelling about it. We know who you are.
Anyway, that's the move. If you could just zip your lip, no one would care what you do.
Right. Just do you. And that's the thing. People want to do them, but then they also want to tell you all about it. I guess we all need stuff to talk about, but it does feel like you're bound to fall off that wagon. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, only the most committed.
Right. And you just try to like, listen, no offense, vegans, all right?
Oh, this is going to be offensive.
You're a little on the bitchy side. Like, I've never met angrier people. Like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody, all of us have met that vegan who is just like, okay, hold her down and put a stick of butter in her face because honestly, this woman needs some animal fat. Like, this is getting ridiculous. You bitch. No one wants to be around you.
While we're on food, as the Super Bowl nears. By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, do you know who this is a quiz.
Oh. I do. Hold on. Wait, where's my...
Do you know who the Super Bowl halftime show is?
I feel like it's Pitbull or something. I don't have it in front of me, but I have seen it and we talked about it and I...
But you can't answer the question, can you?
I can't. What about you?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar. Should have known that.
Food at your Super Bowl party makes or breaks it.
Oh, yeah. In general, right? You need to have some good food.
Yeah, but the big game, here's one of those times when barbecue, hot wings, seven-layer dips, brownies, chicken tender nuggets, nachos, pizza, buffalo.
Oh, you guys, I'm vegan. What have you got for me?
Fries, mini sliders. All of that needs to be on offer for the best Super Bowl or big game party of all times.
All right.
It makes or breaks it.
Maybe I could have the French fries if you do them in vegetable oil. Just give me all those. Because I'm a vegan.
Okay.
I'm a vegan. I'm very dedicated to it. And so all the time I'm thinking to myself, you know, save the animals. No honey for me. That's bee slavery.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. A bunch of people wrote in Natalie Portman. Yeah, we finally got there. But
yeah,
thank you for writing in. Vegans are angry. Nobody doesn't like meat. What? 415 says. 805 says, how about the irony that the Rams are playing at State Farm Stadium tonight?
Oh, that is ironic.
Ian in Novato on the radio.
Way to point that out, Ian. Amazing. I hope we're coming in loud and clear.
It's fine to eat meat once in a while, but then don't say you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's like saying you're an atheist, but praying sometimes. People do that too, though. As soon as they're in trouble, they're like, oh, please, God.
Just, listen, just in case there's anybody up there. Just in case. I got to cover my bases.
Morrissey is militantly vegan and super obnoxious about it.
Yeah. He has been on site at a festival and gone, I can smell cooking muscle tissue. And
flesh left. On the wind.
Flesh on the wind. Get it out. I'm leaving.
When he actually shows up for a show.
Yeah, I know. I think he canceled the show on us 1 year, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, was that when we
I wasn't here for that. Yeah. I actually really loved the Smiths. I don't know his solo music, but there's a guy who really should zip it and go do the Smiths. Like,
no, he's very, very busy with all of his, you know, anger issues that he clearly has. He can't. He's too angry to go back and do the Smiths. He's human.
925 says, Vin, we need a deeper dive into Sarah's wigs. Why do you have so many wigs?
I don't have so many.
Is this for role-playing? You and John?
We just have a lot of wigs, that's all.
Yeah, but what do you use them for?
Well, we had a wig party.
Were you wigging out?
No, I can't say that they've never come into the bedroom with us. But but that's not like, I don't know, we just have some wigs. Doesn't everybody have like a costume box? Hello?
We probably do,
Absolutely, but I didn't do it. Yeah.
Those would be given away immediately after Halloween if I wasn't, if I didn't have a wife.
You never know. You never know what you might need for a costume. I have a couple really cute wigs that I actually take care of that I don't just throw in the costume bag.
I stopped doing it mostly because we don't have appearances anymore or, you know, Alice swag. But I used to leave our events and be giving away the stuff that I was wearing on the way out.
Oh, my God.
Here's a hat. Here's a shirt.
My backstage passes.
Here's whatever. Well, that never happened.
Oh, really?
What?
I do that all the time.
Do what?
Don't admit it on the air.
Oh, well, okay. But yeah, no, I go into nosebleeds and I say, hey, look, here you go, buddy.
No, I got a talking to once. Yeah. And I was told.
A good talking
that
to.
That will never happen again, right? And I went, you are right, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another, sir?
You may not. You're not getting any backstage passes. In fact, you have to turn them into me when you leave from now on. Oh, my God. Well, I think they went backstage and, like, made trouble.
I don't know that it was trouble, but it was a person that I get. Anyway, we don't need to get into it, Sarah, but that person wasn't supposed to be back there.
Mm.
It was someone who was known by, and I went, that person works here. They still aren't supposed to be back there.
Oh, was it to do with a certain artist?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What's coming up in the trash,
that's
Sarah?
That's too bad, because now I'm really interested. We are doing that big concert announcement. It's happening right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.